listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about someone who spoke two lies and a half truth. You'll know what I mean when I read to you from 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 25, where we read these words. Have I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. The general of the armies of Assyria had the title the Rabshakeh. The Assyrians brought their armies against Syria and against Israel, and they completely conquered them. Now that same mighty army surrounded the city walls of Jerusalem, the only unconquered city of any importance in the kingdom of Judah. The Rabshakeh spoke boastful words. He said, have I now come up without the Lord to fight against this land to destroy it? The enemy of God was bold enough to say that the God of Israel actually helped him to come against this land to destroy it. The Rabshakeh wanted the leaders of Judah and King Hezekiah to think that God was on his side. Now, it would have been easy for King Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem to believe this. After all, the Assyrians were wildly successful. Surely God must be on their side. Don't the Assyrians have the most powerful army? Surely God must be on their side. You see, that was a convincing lie. But the Rabshakeh had an even more persuasive deception. He told Hezekiah and the leaders of Jerusalem, the Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. You see, this was the finishing strike of a brilliant attack of deception. The Rabshakeh basically said, Hezekiah, God told me to destroy you. I'm just doing his will, and there's nothing you can do to stop it, so you may as well surrender. Significantly, we can say that the Rabshakeh was partially correct. God was with him, and his attack on Judah did fulfill God's prophesied plan. You see, in conquering Syria, in conquering Israel, and in bringing Judah to the brink, the Assyrians did in fact do the will of God. God prophesied that all this would happen, and it's recorded in Isaiah chapter 8 and Isaiah chapter 7, and many other passages. You see, the Lord did in fact raise up the Assyrian army to carry out his will and to allow it to happen so his judgments would be carried out and his prophesied plan would be fulfilled. However, we should never think that God enticed or tempted an innocent man with an evil plan. In fact, even though God predicted and planned this invasion of the Assyrians, the Rabshakeh was indeed lying when he said, the Lord said to me. The king of Assyria and the generals under his command did not seek the will of God, nor did they care about it. God did not have to do anything special to direct the bloodthirsty, conquest-hungry Assyrians to attack Syria, Israel, and Judah. He simply allowed them to carry out the corrupt desires of their own evil hearts. Therefore, the Assyrians could never excuse themselves by saying, hey, we were doing the Lord's will. Just even as Judas could never legitimately make that excuse regarding his wicked betrayal of Jesus. God's great plan never makes us less responsible for our own actions. So own up to it and ask God to give you a focus on Jesus and a desire to glorify him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.